Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
Oh.
Those hands, close your eyes, everywhere all over this hall, everywhere you are in the gallery, everywhere you are, just close your eyes, lift your hands, and then begin to love on the Lord as you receive utterance of the Holy Spirit. Begin to love on the Lord as you receive utterance of the Holy Spirit, as you open your mouth. The Spirit of the Lord will give you words. He will give you a song. He will give you tongues, new tongues. Whatever it is you're giving, pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. Lavish your praise on Him. In the kunde zindelingre de zubrati. Le karade zubradingalinde kayalade jandeye karade zubrati sate. We bring you our sacrifice of praise in the name of your Son Jesus Christ, everlasting King of Glory. That the meditation of our hearts, O God, the words of our mouths, O God, the lifting of our hands be as an evening sacrifice before your presence, as an incense, a fragrant aroma that pleases your heart, O God. Take joy in what you hear today. For through your Son Jesus Christ, we give thanks to your holy name. Almighty God, everlasting Father, Father of glory, Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Forever, 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 our praise shall be to you from age to age.
age, from generation to generation, you're still the same. The same yesterday, the same today, the same forevermore. You are the rock of all ages. You are the ancient of days. You changed that note. You changed that note. Ligarita supregata. Librede suteya. From generation to generation, you are God. You are Lord over all. Libregetosa. From one generation to another, we shall praise your work. We shall praise your work. We praise you for your mighty acts. We praise you according to your excellent greatness. We praise you. You are the excellent glory. We praise you. You are good and your mercies endure forever. We praise you, merciful one. We praise you, faithful one. We praise you. Alabarade shakataya. Hey, Alagadesha. Le gale brade zanneli bregadesh. Le grede zanneli gredesh. Le brade zanneli bregadesh. Le brade zanneli bregadagadaya. Oh Lord, my God.
When I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand made, I see the stars, I hear the
worship you. Here in your presence, as we all are gathered, we are gathered not unto ourselves. We are gathered not unto any other agenda. We are gathered unto you, and in the name of your Son Jesus, to praise your name and to give thanks to your holy name, to worship at your feet, to pray and to receive of you, to sit and receive of the ministry of your Spirit as you light up our hearts via your word. Father, we are gathered here unto you and no one else. And we know and we believe that your Spirit is manifest here in our midst. We believe that the Spirit of Christ is exalted and glorified here in our midst. And so in this moment, I ask of you, Lord, to move in special ways. We have known you, we have seen you. But you're the all-knowing God, yet incomprehensible. You know all things, and yet who can know you fully? at each phase, at each stage, you reveal yourself to us according to the pleasure of your counsel. Father, reveal yourself in your own way to every man and every woman here, under the sound of my voice, to every child, every teenager in their churches where they are right now, in unique ways. You know exactly what we need. You know exactly the answer we need. You know exactly what to touch. Father, let everybody leave here having a word from you. Let everybody leave here having a touch from you. Let everyone leave here having a personal encounter of you, having a personal revelation of you. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. Thank you for what you did in IFBC 2024. And thank you for what you're doing in this love fest today. We worship you and we glorify your name. Wonderful, wonderful one. We give you praise in Jesus' precious and mighty name. We have prayed, and let the people of God say a very big amen. If you're glad to be in church today, give the Lord a mighty, mighty, mighty clap offering of praise. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Before you sit down, find three people, not less than three, not more than three, that you've never met in church, or you must have met them but you don't know them. Introduce yourselves. Get to know who they are. Let them know how excited you are that they are in church today. Welcome them before you now have your seat. Can you do that genuinely? Do it genuinely. Do it genuinely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoever else is still excited, let the most blessed give the highest praise today. Good to see you in church this evening. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles now to the book of Matthew chapter 26. It's going to be a long reading. It's going to be a long reading. We're going to Matthew chapter 26 from verse 6 to verse 13. Make sure you pay attention to God's word. Tell your neighbor, pay attention to God's word. All right, Pastor Koma, you may help us read.
And when Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil.
Somebody say, of very costly fragrant oil. I'm still not hearing you yet. Say it louder, of very costly fragrant oil. All right.
And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste?
Somebody say, why this waste? Come on, say it again. Why this waste? Continue reading.
For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the power with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
Now, turn to your neighbor, that one by your side. Hold him by his or her hands. Say to your neighbor, go back to verse 13. Say to your neighbor, hear what Jesus says. Read to that neighbor, one to go. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be also told as a memorial to her. Is that being fulfilled here today? Is that being fulfilled here today? My prayer for you is that in your lifetime, in your walk with God, in your relationship with Jesus, that the Lord will inspire you to take a faith action that will be an eternal memorial for all times to come. Who said a big amen? Amen. Do you know what that means? It means your life and eternity is settled. Secondly, the Lord said it will be a memorial when I taught us the applications of what the altar is. I told you one thing about the altar. The altar is a place of what? Memorial. Once an altar is raised, a spiritual memorial is raised. Once an altar is raised, a spiritual memorial, things that will stand before the Lord as a voice for someone in the realms of the spirit. So, what did this woman do? She raised an altar right there. She used two key things, two key spiritual sacrifices. One is her treasure. Obviously, for that kind of woman, that would be the most expensive thing she ever owned. Maybe she inherited it, maybe she didn't. A very costly, fragrant oil. Very costly. On Sunday, for those of us who were here, we saw, I think it was the first stream, where we read 2 Samuel, or 1 Samuel 24, where he said, I won't offer to God what that which cost me what? Nothing. This woman offered, made a sacrifice for her to bring that, something that everybody else, not even the unbelievers, just the unbelievers, these one were his disciples, those who had already believed in him, looked and said, what a waste. The second thing is that she came not just with treasures of substance, of possession, of finance, of money, because that's what that represents. She came with treasures of brokenness, the brokenness of her heart. That's what the sacrifices of God, that's what it is. A contrite and a broken heart. That's what worship is about. She came with worship. She came with brokenness before the Lord. These two collided. And the King of Glory made an utterance. Everywhere and whenever this gospel, and you tell of me, Jesus Christ, is being preached all over the world, What this woman has done here will be told as a memorial to her. Let's look at another version of that story. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to verse 47. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to verse 47.
Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city, who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with...
So the first account, you were told about just what happened with anointing his head with oil. Now you're seeing another account. What she did. When you hold someone's feet, is a sign of submission and surrender. That's worship. When you come and bend and hold someone's feet, is a sign of submission and surrender. Somebody say submission. Somebody say surrender. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. What's that? What does it stand for? The scripture says that the hair of the woman is her what? Glory. This woman was casting her crown, bringing her glory down, surrendering herself in brokenness, in tears, and in worship. Continue, my dear.
And she kissed his feet.
Kissed his feet, passion.
And anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner."
Tell your neighbor, when your miracle is against the law, it doesn't matter.
And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
One owed what? The other one owed what? So one owed much, the other owed little. Continue, my dear.
And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both.
He forgave them both.
Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little."
Her sins, which are many, are forgiven her. and see the way, for she loves much. She loves much. When little is forgiven a person, the same loves little. I want to speak just a short while this evening. Thank you, Pastor Koma. Sit down. What I titled, Love So True, Others Call It a Waste. Love so true, others call it a waste. Men call it a waste. I want you to go into this particular space, maybe a sitting room, where Jesus is with Simon and with different people and with his disciples, and imagine how everybody is feeling so acquainted with Jesus, so close to Jesus, so connected to Jesus, that he is the person, I am the person he decided to visit. Imagine how many of us are here. All of us have a state governor. And imagine when the state governor, out of everybody in the state, decides on Christmas Day, I'm coming to your house just to have a Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner with your family. You're the one I've chosen. I mean, people are going to take that as a special once in a lifetime for some people. Once in a lifetime photo op. And they are going to take all the pictures they can. And they are going to show the world how close they are to the governor. How connected they are to the governor. That's what they are going to do. Imagine how Simon was feeling. Imagine out of the thousands of members in Lamb, pastor tells you, no, I'm coming to spend the weekend in your own place. Mama is coming with me. We are going to be with your family. You come, the next time you come out, when somebody tells you, say, talk to Pastor David first. You feel so close. You feel like we are the ones that are close. We are the ones that know his heart. We are the ones that know him. And that's how a lot of religious people feel. I wonder how many of us who are seated here today, listening to me here, and I wonder how many of you watching me online, feel like you're the one that is so close, that you know God, that God talks to you. I mean, especially with our confessions of faith as new creations. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Lord tabernacles in me. I've got the life of God. We feel all these things. And here comes a woman that appears distant, disconnected, and looks disgusted. Because she's carrying the badge of her failures, of her sin, of her inadequacy. She's carrying the badge of her indiscipline, of her poor choices in life. This woman has been a prostitute. The worst of the worst. The one thing that everybody looks down on, including those who load it and those who patronize it. Even those who patronize them look down on them. Spite them. Spit on them. This particular one. Who has no standing? Who has no appearance? who has no precedent upon which we can say, Jesus will pay attention. We are the ones close. And yet, she's the one who takes the action that didn't just change her life, that didn't just alter her destiny, but became an ordinance, a spiritual institution, system established by God that will be a pattern for generations to come until the end of age. That whenever and wherever the gospel will be preached, what this woman has done will be a vehicle of introducing the revelation of my heart, what my heart is like. Jesus. While everybody else is feeling cool, while everybody else is thinking, we are the ones Jesus is close to. I want you to see on one side Simon, whose house Jesus visited. Jesus visited. Jesus told, I'm going to be into your house. Always keeps to his word. He came, sat down in his house. And I want you to see this other woman. She wasn't in the plan. Out of these two, who got the glory? Out of these two, who received the fullness of grace from Jesus? Out of these two. So Jesus looked at Simon and said, I came to your house, you gave me no water to wash, but this one washed my feet with her tears. Do you not know why some people who assume to be church people, look at my hand, church people, because there is real church people. Some people who are pastors, priests, leaders, some people who have been born again from womb, who have been taught in Sunday schools, in children's class, they went through teenage club, now they are leaders, some that are deacons, some that are church workers, some are different things, and whatever it is that we are, and what position we occupy, some of us are so sure that when we say, Father, the presence of God shows up. Some of us are so gifted that when we wave our hands, half of the host of heaven stands as still, waiting for our command. Can you imagine? That's why people who fit all that I have described, many times are amazed and sometimes alarmed. And after a while, very frustrated how God will keep overlooking them and pick the bad boys and pick the bad girls and pick the people who don't fit the narrative and pick the people who don't look like it and raise them and put them in the places of honor. How they are the ones always coming out after every service saying, I have a testimony. How they are the ones always having an open door. How they are the ones always seeing the evidence, real evidence, inexplicable doings of God, mighty, fearful acts of God. There are pastors who pastor churches that only record other people's testimonies while they preach. From year to year, January to December, they cannot remember the last time they saw such grace, such move of God, such work of God that got them into trembling and with tears. They can't remember the last time they received favor that dumbfounded them. that they couldn't shout, they couldn't praise. They were shaken because of that kind of favor. And yet, you see the guy who just walks into church, the lady who seems to be the out-back court Christian, and every single time he has a testimony to share. It will amaze you how so many people are focused on playing who is closest to Jesus. And playing assistant Holy Spirit. Knowing who is getting it right and who is not getting it right. Ordering everybody. Knowing who will get to heaven and who won't get to heaven. Who will be blessed and who will be blessed. And yet there are some others that are not counted, that don't fit the mold, that keep receiving over and over again the commendation of heaven and the honor of His glory. It will amaze you that some people are so focused on this that they are no longer receiving this. Please, which camp do you belong? Recently, I was in a place of tears, worshiping the Lord, and I said to Him, Lord, I love You more than I love ministry. And if I don't have to pick up the mic one more day and preach one more sermon, if I don't have to teach anybody one more principle, if I don't have to lead anybody, if I don't have to, I'll be so okay just having fellowship with You. You are the delight of my heart. Love, so true. And when your heart begins to yearn for that dimension, where the giver is more important than the gift. Where you love God more than you love the miracles He works. Where you love God more than the work and the job and the business and the money He gives. Where you love God more than the favors He bestows. When you get to that place, and your heart begins to yearn for that dimension, you begin to see how true love is. There are four foundational pillars of true love. Number one, passion. Whatever you truly love, you're passionate about. Delightful passion. Passion. That's why when you see someone who starts liking another person and you come close or you're close, every minute the person is always talking about that person. It's in the mouth. The person, and when he talks passionately about the person. It's passion. The second is commitment. Commitment. Where there is true love, there is commitment. It's beyond passion. It's beyond feelings. It's a decision and a dedication to do good to another, to forgive another, to bless another, to lift another, to honor another, to respect another. Somebody say commitment. Come on, shout commitment. Louder, say commitment. The third is pleasure. Pleasure. You will always find pleasure in what you love. You will always find pleasure in whom you love. Always. Your heart will delight . So when you see a husband and a wife that loves each other, you see two people that love each other, siblings that love each other, people, parents that love their children, children that love their parents, whatever reflection and expression of love, true love, you will notice that they enjoy spending quality time with each other. There is pleasure. You don't endure someone you truly love. You may be working on getting to love the person because you have to love the unlovable. But when there is genuine, deep-rooted love, there is pleasure. Someone say pleasure. The last but not the least, the fourth one, is sacrifice. Sacrifice. So call the number one for me, and let me hear you. What's the first foundational pillar of true love? I'm not hearing you. One more time. Passion. What's the second one? What's the third one? And what's the fourth one? And of all of this, these four foundational pillars, sacrifice is the greatest of them all. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. So when I love someone, I may be saying, I'm passionate about you. Then I may be saying, I'm committed to you, another level. That I find pleasure in you. I enjoy you. I enjoy your company. I enjoy your presence. I enjoy the thought of you. When I think about you, I enjoy it. Pleasure. But when you know that love has hit its peak, is when I say, I make sacrifices for you. It's my honor. It's my privilege to lay down my life for you. So I want you to hold that person by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And read out loud. One to go. By this we know love. Because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Everybody say that again. Shout it louder. So we know the love God has for us. Because he laid down his life. The scripture said, no greater love can a man have than this, that a man should lay down his life. No greater. There is nothing greater than sacrifice. So when Jesus looked at everybody who had passion for him, he smiled. They love me. I know. They love me. I know. They love me. He saw some people who were committed to him, like his disciples. Everywhere he will go, they will follow him. Everywhere he will go, oh, I know, they love me. I know they love me. I know. I know. He saw the ones who took pleasure in him. I know. But when he saw a woman who took the most expensive thing she would ever had, the most expensive thing she had, the only thing valuable as a person, if you ever know how a prostitute should feel in herself, her body, her esteem, her personality, her person, she will feel as nothing. She will feel like a rag. This is the only thing she holds, or she held on to, that meant anything. The only treasure she had. And she brought it before him and sacrificed it. So there are people that when we start worship now and we start singing, yes, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so. And everybody will start lying on the floor. Everybody will start lying on the floor. And people will start crying. And some of us have so much passion in our singing, and it's beautiful to watch. And God is honored by it. And some of us, by the time we are leaving, we are so satisfied. So much has happened in our lives. Everybody, how are you? I'm so blessed. Service today, oh God. The presence of the Lord is the best. The presence of the Lord makes the difference. He took away the pain. He took away the sorrow. The depression is no longer there. The frustration I was feeling is no longer there. The bitterness is no longer there. I was having a burst of anger, irritated at different things. Even people in my home, we are bearing the brunt of it. But when I came out, oh Lord, there is nothing. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. Nothing like... The person will cry and cry and cry and cry. And another person is just there like this. And maybe all he has is... And that means... So this is what I have to do. It's not crying. Sometimes it's even like this. And another person thinks he's not the one. What if we were videoing, we said this other one, imagine how he's looking in worship. The ones who are the closest to Jesus will be on the floor crying. And this guy, this lady just finishes and he says, yes, Lord. That yes is not words. It means he just died. Something that cost him his life, something that cost him blood, is coming on the altar. From money to relationship to different things, he's going to have to cut different things. The Lord is making demands on him. He just says, yes, Lord. And then he drops it on the altar and turns back with tears. Nobody's seeing him. You see all the other church guys. Next year, they will continue. The same level. But you see that other one. That other one. That laid something on the altar. That's the one that has raised the memorial. You see him the next 2 months. You see her the next 3 months, levels have changed. 2 years after, you can't recognize him. Altar sacrifice. Now, in closing, love so true, men call it a waste. The level of sacrifice a man makes responding to the graciousness of Jesus Christ, responding to the love of God, being compelled, being stirred from within by revelation. He's not trying to buy God. There are a whole lot of people that every time they hear a testimony of somebody, that's when they are all inspired. And yes, God uses testimonies to inspire people. But if that's only the time you're inspired, the motive is wrong. That's the only time. For example, we have someone who gave a testimony. Can you read that testimony for me? Do you have it? So the church group pastor sent me the person's testimony. Yes.
My name is Mr. Henry Gideon Obinna, and I've come to give God all the praise for showing himself strong once again in my life. I can say that my God has remembered me again. I'm so grateful to God for bringing me to belong to this family of God, Lamb, where we are taught the undiluted word of God. It all happened on Sunday, the 1st of December, when we had the Cell Family Thanksgiving. I had an amount in my heart with which to thank God, but it wasn't physically available on that day, so I had to give the only money I had with me at the time. I had been taught right not to appear before God empty-handed, but it wasn't an easy decision for me to make. I cried so much that day because it was my last 3,000 naira.
Now watch this, 3,000, and it was his last. At that moment in that place. You know, someone is giving 3,000 and he's crying so much. You know what it meant. He cried so much. Yes, continue.
I cried so much that day because it was my last 3,000 naira. And giving it meant not knowing where my next meal will come from or how to pay my next bill, no matter how little. But still, I gave it in faith. And that singular action changed the story of my life. I had been running a delivery business, but I had to stop.
You had been running what?
A delivery business.
A delivery business. Okay, so he's a delivery guy.
But I had to stop because it had become so risky. I didn't know what else to do.
So he didn't have money at that moment because he had stopped. He had become so risky. Okay.
I didn't know what else to do and how else to take care of myself and pay my bills, no longer having a job, and then having to give my last. I didn't even know how to ask anyone for help. But just this past Friday morning, while I was preparing for my exams, someone I hadn't spoken to...
So obviously he's a student trying to do business to take care of himself. Okay?
Someone I hadn't talked to in a long time, someone I didn't even think remembered me, called me all the way from China. He said he needed my help here in Nigeria. We discussed everything, and he said he would try me out and see if the business would work. He sent me lights from his company in China to sell here in Nigeria. Sir, people immediately loved the lights. They started telling others about them and referring more customers to me. By Monday, I had already sold out the first carton he sent me. Me who was worried about how to pay my next rent. Me who didn't even know how to do the faith thing. God remembered me.
When I read that, that's what I said. Me who don't even know how to do the faith things. What he's telling you is the normal outer court guy. He's still naive. He's learning the ways of God. Maybe a new convert. He said, I don't even know how to do the faith things. That language. He wrote that testimony.
I don't even know if he's in church here now. Where is he? Wave your hands. You better give God praise for him. Keep standing while they finish your testimony.
I just couldn't keep this news to myself. I never knew what Thanksgiving offerings could do, but now I know. And I give God all the praise, for only him could have done this. Thank you so much, Pastor, for always teaching us the light of the truth of God's word.
Did you notice it's not a kind of testimony of somebody now gave me money? You know what has happened is God opened a stream of income, established a line of imports and sales that can become anything. There are two people. You took delivery of two nest packages today. Wow. That's the light. Did you notice the next thing? Favor. A light that is new into the market takes it and he's selling it out like nothing. He may not have a degree in marketing or sales. He may not have any special training in marketing or sales. The third is wisdom. Divine strategies. Knowing who to go to. Knowing where to go to. Knowing what call to make. If you understand these things. What happened is his level has changed. One shift does it. Now, young man, let me give you a secret. What God did now is not his best. It's a test. What is testing you is that 3,000 was a little sacrifice. He wants to give you money. Then ask you to give the money. And now watch what you will do. There are people that have had to give 3,000. But when they have 3 million, they can't give it. So what happens is, the sacrifice that brought them to that level, because they've gotten to that level and their hearts can give what God blesses men with in that level, they stay there. They can't move from there anymore. This thing is not money changing. Psalms chapter 126, verse 5. It's not if I give you this, you give me that. If I give you this, you give me that. It's heart. Somebody say heart. Shall they say heart? Do you understand? The eyes of the Lord runs to and fro. To and fro the earth. He's searching for, not people that they are actions. Not actions. Their heart. That's why the Bible says the general soul is a heart thing. It's a heart thing. Thing is a heart thing. I want you to stand on your feet, holding the person by your side. Somebody pray in the spirit as you hold that person. Somebody under the sound of my voice, as God is God and his name is forever. The level you were before IFPC is not the level you are now after IFPC. No, it's not. We've been ushered into the new harvest. Those of you who have seen favors, relax. You are about to see what will mock what you thought was favors. You are about to see dimensions of the spirit. I can't tell you about next year immediately now. Wait till Vision Summit. Wait till Vision Summit, you will see. Vision Summit, you will see. What God has ordained. You will see dimensions. Dimensions. The question is, do you have the heart for it? God is looking for men to use. Everybody, I want to read and read out loud. One, to go. those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Bring your helplessness to God in tears. Every time you're acting church, acting like this, acting responsible, acting this, acting, you're too hard for God. A contrite heart. You even boast of things. You boast of things you should be ashamed of. What everybody thinks about you matters to you. If somebody says, but must they rebuke me in the open? God has been waiting. God has been waiting. Just let Him bless you now. Let God bless you. Let God show men that those who serve Him don't serve Him in vain. He did not ask Jacob to seek Him in vain. No. Your heart is too hard. You're too aware of yourself. You're too cultured. Your courage means a lot to you. Come to Him with tears now. That woman didn't mind the gossip. Stop minding the gossip. David is saying though, slept with another man's wife and killed the man. When God's judgment came, you know what David did? He didn't chase everybody in the temple and tell the priest, only me inside the temple. No. He didn't go into the king's inner court. He came to the outer court. Everywhere where everybody will see him. Remove this king's robe. Remove this glory. Pour ash on his body. Stay there. Let them be gossiping about my failure. Some of you have so hidden yourself in your sin, you're no longer prospering. There is no tears. Your heart is too hard. Your heart is too hard. You have an answer for everything. You have an excuse for everything. Your heart is too hard. You always win arguments. But you lose only on one thing. The broken. The humble. Those who sow in tears. How many of you are so sure the level you are in now, in all the success you've enjoyed and prosperity, is not ordinary? How many of you here who are no longer thinking about yourself is about your children? You've run your race. You've lived a good life. You're not thinking about your children, and you have to do things for them so that, like Abraham did for Isaac and Jacob, when God appeared to Isaac, He said, because your father Abraham obeyed me. How many of you now want to open doors for your children? It's no longer about you. Because a man can gather wealth and leave it for children in one generation, in less than one generation, that will waste it all. Waste it all. Come to God with tears. Carry your glory. What is that thing you can't give to God? What is that thing? What is that property you can't drop before God? If they have stolen it, will you die? If fire had consumed it, will you die? If the government seized it, will you die? What is God asking from us? Guys, ladies, sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, hear me. The only faith action for new dimension is sacrifice. There is no other way. We danced on Sunday. Did you sacrifice? We are here today. Have you sacrificed? Did you sacrifice? I'm going to talk about what we must do for others, but not today. How we must take care of one another in this day. But let's finish with this. Hold that person by your side. Read that scripture again. Psalm 126, verse 5. And read it out loud. One to go. Somebody says sow. Tell your neighbor to sow. What you have must leave your hands. Say, but when it leaves your hands, say, when it leaves your hands, it doesn't leave your life. Say, it goes into the grounds of your eternity. Into the grounds of your prophetic destiny. It goes before the presence of God as a memorial. Invoking, provoking, and demanding a new dimension. Say, whenever a grain of wheat dies, it's coming up again. Look at verse 6 and read. See the secret, young man. Because I've seen men who made one sacrifice, launched into a dimension, made money, and started chasing women with the money. God now gave them business. They are no longer coming to church because of the business. God now lifted them, and because they were acting as fools, their prosperity became their destruction. Because why God honored their faith and lifted them, their hearts were not right. I pray that your next lifting will not be your last lifting. Lift your hands and receive it. I pray that your next lifting will not be your last lifting. I pray that your next lifting will not be your last lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at it. Everybody read and read out loud. One to go. He who continually goes forth. Who continually what? So somebody say, is a lifestyle. Not a one thing to get God to do something. Say, is a lifestyle. He who continually goes forth weeping, what? Shall. I'm not hearing you. Shall. He doesn't fail. Shall. Rage. With what? Bringing his sheaves. And every sheaf is not money. Money is the least of the sheaves. God didn't give him money. God gave him a stream. God gave him wisdom. The stream, the connection, and the wisdom will bring the money. God can give you one idea, just that one idea. One idea. One insight. You just wake up in the night and shout, yeah, I've seen it. And that's it. And that thing will revolutionize an industry. Revolutionize a sector of the society. What about the health and the strength to accomplish the vision? Raise your hands. Begin to thank him. I have more than a song. Today, I brought myself here to lay it all down. Today, I am feasting on your love and I'm laying down my love for you. Today is about love for you. Today is about love for you. I lay down my treasures. I lay down my talents. I lay down my time. I lay them down before your presence.
I am your worship. I have more than a song.
Get the communion ready first.
Today,
as we worship,
I brought myself. I am your sacrifice. I have more than a song. Today, I brought myself. I am your worship. receive.
It's more than a song.
This living sacrifice.
There may be many singing, but there is someone that knows it's more than a song. There is someone God has already moved his hand. He knows the treasure. He knows what must come at the altar.
This living sacrifice I am. Your word receive.
This living sacrifice I am. Oh,
I am.
Your word, Lord, accept.
You see, this season, this December season, don't focus on what people will give to you. Every day, wake up to find a way to be a blessing to someone else. Lay down your life. The food you have in your house, take a portion of it. Every day you come to church, look at someone's eyes and say, Lord, direct me. Who has this parcel of food? Start from your household of faith. Two families. Start from your natural family and your spiritual family. Two families. Lay down your life. When God finds a sacrificial heart, He has found a man He will honor. He has found. Lift your hands. Everyone under the sound of my voice, the Lord, lift your hands high, very high. The Lord, my God, lift you beyond the accusations and the displeasures of your detractors. The Lord, my God, lift you high above the accusations and the displeasure of your detractors in the name of Jesus Christ. Men may complain. Men may call your sacrifice a waste. But they won't be able to stand your blessings. So engage love so true. Jesus called that sacrifice love. She loveth much. She loveth much. Engage love so true that even your brain, your head, and everybody who may by any way catch a glimpse of it, hear a whisper of it, will shout, what a waste. They will think you're wasteful. But it's because of the dimensions of love. You've gotten your love relationship with God to a dimension of sacrifice. It's no longer about passion. No longer about pleasure. You have it. But you have mastered the act of sacrifice. Your life will never remain the same again. Welcome to the company of the honored of the Lord. Give Him praise if you receive that.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.